Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
To be honest, he knew it was coming. Like, not the firing, but he knew how the situation was going to go down, you know, in Florida, however it did. So, I mean, a couple nights before, I was actually in Florida with them. And, you know, he said it's either going to go one or two ways. Going to move forward with everything, how everything was. Or, you know, he knew, then, like, somewhere deep down that, you know, firing was an option. So he went into it, you know, with a positive attitude, and he kind of got everything he needed to say off his chest. And he literally, like, what he told us as a family, he did not say anything he wanted to. So he got everything out. Jeffrey knew how he felt, and, you know, that's all they could do at that point. You know, they kind of went in the direction that they went. And like we talked about from the start, we know how this business goes and how it works. So he's completely at peace, which I love it for him.
All right, that was Doug Peterson's son. What is his name? Jack, he was on with Angelo this morning. Josh Peterson, who was on with Angelo. That was actually from the podcast. That's from a podcast he was on, talking about Doug and being fired and everything else. So kind of takes you inside. And, Ike, it's kind of what we thought happened, right?
Yeah, I mean,
That he was like, he wasn't just coming in and saying, like, whatever you need me to do, I'm going to do to keep my job. He went in and he got things off his chest and he said what he wanted to say.
Yeah, I think if you just go back and we remember the timeline of everything, he basically laid it out to us.
Yes, he did.
He laid it out to us. He spoke to us. He said what he wanted. Said what he wanted and what he wanted to do. And then once they weren't going to do that, or they didn't necessarily have the same vision that he had, I'm pretty sure he had an opportunity to speak on his time being here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and he earned that right to do that. So I hope he did get it all off his chest and doesn't have any regrets, at least from that final meeting of saying, I wish I had said this, or I wish I had let them know this is how I feel.
Right.
Yeah, good for him.
Yep.
Good for him.
All right, I didn't realize that Doug's son was, is he a college football player?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's draft eligible. So yeah. He was on a draft podcast, and that's where the original quote came from. So
gotcha.
He's at Louisiana Monroe or whatever.
That's Doug's old school.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So then I guess like Brett Favre was the captain when they played Southern Miss, and Doug was the captain for
they played against each other?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The good Favre triangle.
Well, Favre is a close friend. That's his buddy. That's his close
and
that, friend.
Which is weirder with the Doug House, the Favre shrine or the little Foles bobblehead?
The Foles bobblehead. Well, neither one of them are strange because, listen, one guy is a big part of the reason why the guy got a Super Bowl trophy as the head coach. I mean, it's one thing for Doug to put that game plan together. The guy under center has to go out there and execute that thing. Mm. And when you get a quarterback that does it for you and comes through, you are tied and glued to the hip with that guy. You owe a lot to him.
Lifelong friend.
Exactly. You owe a lot to him. So I understand that. And Brett Favre is a lifelong friend.
Yeah.
That's a lifelong friend. And I think it's more – I know the way you're – the picture you're trying to paint.
All I'm saying is that there's no Carson bobblehead or anything.
The biggest thing – the weirdest thing to me was the – what was it? The leopard carpeting that was in the Brett Favre room?
Yeah.
That was weird to me.
Well, there was a book of Fearless out too, though. So,
what?
Or no, yes. No, the Foles book was.
Oh yeah, what was Foles' name? What was his book's name?
I forget. But the Foles book was out, and the Foles bobblehead was out for
there
the showing.
Go.
You know.
There you go.
Yeah, Foles book, Foles bobblehead, Brett Favre stuff all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, listen, and Doug's fondness for Nick Foles
is clear.
It could have been an issue with his relationship with Carson.
So
see, while you're opining about what used to be and what you used to have, you're not doing a good job of fostering the relationship with the guy that's here.
Yeah, with your current quarterback.
Yeah, and that could have been an issue.
All right, so speaking of Carson, so this is now fast forward to this morning with Angelo and company. Josh Peterson asked, and this is the question and answer, asked about what the family feels and how, what they think about Carson Wentz.
We've been blaming Carson Wentz for a lot of what went on. Are you? Is your family?
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, we loved Carson. Back to the, what was it, the 2017 when he was the Super Bowl MVP and you know, in the running. Not Super Bowl, the season MVP.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you can't, but you can't do anything but thank him, you know, because he was our franchise quarterback, and he was a stud, you know. So it's hard to see us go and then now, you know, see Carson go. It's just crazy how things played out there.
All right, there you go.
That says a lot. Now, I want y'all to think about that. Not because it doesn't fit your narrative and what you thought was there, what we all thought was there. That's that man's son. And all this stuff about how Carson treated Doug and all this other stuff. Yeah, how much of that, if it were true, did it seep in the Peterson household? Did Doug go home and discuss this with his family? If this was such a huge ordeal, well, why doesn't his family have some sort of regret or disdain for Wentz? Now, there's a lot of ways he could have answered that question, but the way that he answered it, I know it caught a lot of people by surprise because we all have this thought process that Doug hates Wentz. Well, there's his oldest son speaking about it.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot of ways he could have answered that question. To me, it seemed like he went out of his way to make sure that he knew or that people knew that, listen, no. Now, he didn't say Doug and Carson were best of friends or anything like that. All I'm saying is, could it have been as bad, that bad, that Doug's oldest son is sitting there basically praising Wentz.
Right.
And giving him credit.
Well, I mean.
And then saying and seeing it's tough that we're gone and now that Wentz may be gone. It's almost like he's saying, like, we both got the short end of the stick here.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think that for the most part, I don't think it was personal with Doug and Carson. I just think that their relationship as a coach and a quarterback had deteriorated to where there was obviously a lack of chemistry. And it didn't seem like they did a whole lot of talking, right? And I mean, it doesn't mean they hated each other. I don't necessarily think that they hated each other and they had venom towards each other.
I mean, obviously, listen, Angelo's doing his job and asking the question. I'm just saying that perception is out there. And I'm not telling you they're the best of friends. I'm just saying he and his oldest son answer that question that way, at least from my perspective, says, okay, maybe things were tough this year because it was just tough circumstances and the team wasn't winning. And maybe one guy may have taken it more personal than the other guy. In other words, maybe Wentz was the one that was more offended by what was going on, and Doug didn't necessarily have an issue with Carson.
Right.
It didn't mean
Doug wasn't frustrated with things or anything like that.
Yeah, of course he was.
It was interesting how fast he answered. Like, there was no hesitation.
Yes!
No, I believe him.
Yes, of course you believe. Why wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, because some people would say, and I saw some of this on Twitter, which was like, well, what's he supposed to say?
No, it was a very believable answer. No, that's people who want to believe what they want to believe.
No, in fact, he came off in the interview as an outstanding young man.
Yeah.
So... yeah, it was good.
He has no reason. If he feels Wentz got his dad fired and Wentz was just a...
You'd be able to tell.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, he just wouldn't sit there and be praising Wentz the way that he did.
Yeah, or he wouldn't do the interview at all because he knew what he would say.
Or he couldn't say what he truly wanted to say.
Exactly. All right, back to the phones. We have Eric in Atlanta. Eric, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, fellas.
Yo.
What's up,
man? Good, and yourself?
Good, thank you. What's up?
When I first called in, I was feeling like we need to give Hurts a real shot. But then when I listened to Ike and the Herbert argument really got to me, I'm kind of confused now. Because I believe what Ike said is true, that maybe Wilson or even Fields, if the Eagles do their research on him, can be that franchise quarterback. But then my argument is, it's how are you drafting? And that concerns me, and I'd rather take maybe someone that is a little bit more sure than a quarterback.
Yeah, that's understandable. You mean like a different position player, somebody that you know.
Yeah.
All right, so let's focus on Jalen Hurts. Do you believe Jalen Hurts is an above-average starting quarterback?
I don't know, honestly. And I feel like we traded away Carson. Jalen Hurts showed me spurts of wow, right? I got him on my fantasy team, but fantasy football and real football, what I think of them, are totally different.
Yeah.
So did he show me potential flashes? Like, wow, he really looks good? Yeah. And also, it's hard to evaluate last year because the team overall, to me, the O-line was banged up. You know, our receiving corps was a little iffy. So that's why I feel like he showed me flashes of being a good quarterback, and I feel like maybe he deserves a full season of us seeing what exactly he can do. But then at the same time, I wouldn't be upset if we went out and got a quarterback and he turned out to be good.
Yes. Right.
Of course not.
None of us would be, Eric.
See, it's another person that's saying that, what about Jalen Hurts? They're like, well,
I think most people,
how do you not consider taking a quarterback at six? If that's everyone's reaction, I don't know about this
guy. I think people like him. They don't love him yet.
People are
like the idea of him.
They're answering the question and they don't realize how they're answering the question. Because if you're not, if you don't believe there's a quarterback there that's worthy of being drafted at six, then that would make sense. But it seems like it's more about, well, now what, we need a wide receiver, or we need an offensive lineman, and we need this and we need that. The most important player on your team is the quarterback and finding that quarterback.
Yes.
And if you think that guy's available at six and you don't know if Jalen Hurts is the guy or not, Ike, I don't know if Jalen Hurts is the guy. I don't know if Jalen Hurts is the guy. I'll be the first to admit that. I want to see more of him. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how I can trust the organization to draft somebody at six after they just drafted him last year, after they just signed Carson Wentz to that contract.
That's fair. That's fair. I mean, it is. I think that's fair. And listen, I'll leave it up to the Eagles. They didn't expect to be in this position, but here we are.
Here we are.
You think they expected to be looking for another quarterback?
Which do you think they were less? Which do you think they were less prepared for? Looking for a new quarterback or looking for a new coach?
Wow.
Quarterback.
Yeah, I
quarterback.
Guess.
Because I'll tell you, they had depth with Doug.
I mean, listen, we got Nick Sirianni here, man. Again, we don't know what we have in our coach yet either.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese.
He's learning on the job, too.
215-592-9494. Continue your phone calls. Quarterback at six. Is it in play? Should they do it? But on the other side, as we say goodbye to Alshon Jeffrey, one of the best moments from his tenure as an Eagle. And it's not on the field.
What?
It's not something that happened on the field. You don't want to miss this. That's coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
How much fun is this, and how much are you enjoying this experience so far?
Honestly, I think this is terrible doing all this. I think that we could have stayed in Philly and come on Friday or Saturday.
Then you wouldn't get to see Timberlake and all the other celebrities here. It's part of the experience, right?
He a normal person. He bleeds just like I bleed. He go through feelings just like I've. So, I mean, he's a celebrity to you. I mean, hats off to him. I listen to his music. I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, great artist. But I'm here to play football. I care less about all that other.
Did you see the temperature for game day on Sunday?
We're playing indoors.
If you were outside, though, how would that affect it?
I don't think the Super Bowl will be in the winter. I mean, we'll be here.
Makes sense. They had it cold in New York, right?
I don't think the Super Bowl will be here.
That was Alshon at the Super Bowl.
Yep, another nail in the coffin that knew that made me think we were winning that game. He was ticked off.
Yep.
Yeah, he was irritated.
You see the forecast for the Super Bowl.
It's playing indoors.
And the video is great, too, because he wants nothing to do with sitting there and talking to this guy.
Yeah.
But
meanwhile, during Super Bowl week, I couldn't get up from they had to pull me up from those tables.
Yeah, we would have done 2 weeks up there. How fun, much fun was that? It was awesome. They had the one party in the Mall of America where they had the, you know, the rides and stuff, and we're walking around. Oh, man, it was great. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Is the Alshon catch in the end zone the best catch in Eagles history?
Just because it's in the Super Bowl, if you want to – I mean, if you're just talking about an individual catch that doesn't mean – like just the catch itself. I think one of Macklin's catches on the sidelines pretty got to be considered.
The Avant one in Tampa Bay.
The Avant catch
well,
in
actually,
Tampa Bay.
If we're being Alshon. Serious, which is a better catch, the Clement catch in that game or the Alshon catch?
Ooh. See, yeah, that was also a great catch.
Yep.
The Alshon catch is prettier.
Yeah. Well, honestly, the most shocking part about the Alshon thing was, like, I've never seen an Eagles receiver, you know, make a play on a ball like that.
And we haven't seen one since. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No, it was a great catch. It's – I mean, I'm pretty sure somebody else probably has a catch that they would classify.
We
got to
factor in
one.
Tommy McDonald and
Harold Carmichael.
Oh, yes. Mike Quick. Yeah, so, sorry. No disrespect. But
Alshon, that's – to me, it's his most memorable play as an Eagle. I know people want to go to the drop in New Orleans, but
I'm not doing that to him. Yeah, no. It's an interesting question, I guess, Gilio posed yesterday was, which are you going to remember first with Alshon?
Right.
The Super Bowl catch or the drop against the Saints?
Or something else.
Or that, and that's the first thing I think of. No, but honestly, he dropped the ball in the Saints game, but I very rarely go back to that when I think of Alshon.
Well, no, I do go back to that when I think
do you?
Of Alshon. Damn right.
And then
do
you think about
along with other things too?
I think of the other things first.
Yeah, I almost got to remind myself of that Super Bowl catch to bring me back.
You know what I think about? I think about Alshon and Carson at the Sixers game.
Right.
Oh my, how uncomfortable that looked.
Exactly. Yes, I think about that. Think about Alshon ordering a $10,000 bottle of liquor on my guy's cart, and Carson from Fargo, North Dakota, is like, "What the hell just happened?"
Yep.
That probably was the end of it right there.
Yeah, that was it. Remember,
they were at the
game, and I got a lot of the same thing that I get with like now with like Carson never asked out, he didn't want to be traded. Right. I got the see they're friends. You guys are just making this up. Like I yeah, sure.
Carson picked him up.
Yeah, they're best friends. You're right. There's nothing to this.
Yeah, there's no way they rolled together into that game. No way.
You don't think Carson picked him up?
No way.
Who do you think set that up? By the way, Doug. Carson. I got a couple of tickets for you for tonight. You and Alshon can go.
Oh, believe me, they had to clear that with both of them. You imagine that conversation?
Is that an agent? Two agents?
No, that's
like,
the
hey,
team.
Listen.
That's the team.
Yeah,
that's the team. Because the team has to be worried about the chemistry,
of course.
So they're trying to say, listen, like we got to move past this, whatever issues are there, what have you. Yeah, they both did it for the team in that moment and then went back to being themselves.
Yeah, agreed. As soon as they got out of there, they didn't even make it to their cars. Like, hell no. No way.
I can see both of them saying, yeah, I got to go to this game with this bleepity bleep, bleepity bleep sitting here tonight.
Yep.
And both of them. I can see both of them saying that.
Yep.
Person's probably not with the bleepity bleep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's probably saying
well,
something else.
Well,
yeah,
maybe. Sure, he's
said a bleepity bleep before.
All right, the breaking. Get back to the phones in a second. The breaking news of the day: Tiger Woods injured after a rollover car accident. It happened at 7:12 this morning. Single car crash. He was removed using the jaws of life, and the car sustained major damage. And according to his agent, he's currently in surgery with multiple leg injuries. It is not life-threatening, by the way. That was just confirmed to a TV station in California. Yeah. So it's not considered life-threatening, but clearly it's still a serious serious injury. So there you go. We keep
but
you
it's
updated.
Good that it's not life-threatening.
Yes.
Because that was when Jack started reading it. I was like, oh, Lord, I can't take this.
Yeah, yep. I was nervous. I was nervous.
Man.
There's also like and you know I'm gonna make sure that some of this stuff that's coming out is vetted. I like there was some details of the accident that I seen put out there, but we're not like I don't think we should say that until it's actually, you know, from a reputable source and not just kind of innuendo. Mm-hmm. So that's that. All right, we'll keep you updated on that. Let's go to Mike in Glenmore, Pennsylvania. Michael, how are you?
What's going on, gents? How you doing?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Mike?
Hey, like I voted no for the quarterback drafting, but. More so because I'm convinced that Lawrence is already a Jaguar. Like, somehow that number one deal is always done way in advance. And I think if the Jets didn't shoot themselves in the foot, he probably wouldn't even have come out this year. So, anyway, that being said, I don't think that any of the guys that are available other than Lawrence have shown me enough to not let the Eagles fly with Hurts this year. It's not really what he showed me in those four games because, frankly, I wasn't impressed. But our candy dish, as Ike would like to call them, is empty. And we've made the mistake of not getting candy in the past. And the one good thing that all these great quarterbacks have had during their careers is candy, guys that they can trust to throw the ball to, and we don't have that. And like Ike said, let's see what this guy has and let's see what this guy has. But we dropped the ball on Jefferson last year. We can't drop the ball again this year on another SEC receiver. Will I drop out of six? Yes. But will I drop out of the top 10? Absolutely not. I want Ja'Marr Chase just because his physical presence is, in my opinion anyway, from what I've seen, he can be physically dominating in addition to his talent, where Smith is just – he looks to me like a big Brian Dawkins hit from being early retired. And that kind of scares
Brian, me. If Brian Dawkins hit Devontae Smith, you're right, he would be retired.
Yeah, so Ike knows that. Sure. Ike's a linebacker. I mean, he played big time Big Ten football.
I did.
He played in the pros. He knows that a guy like that, it's different in the college. I know he played in SEC, and I know he played some big time football, but I worry about that guy's fragile frame.
Agreed.
And I got to make a Hurts point in relation to Carson.
Go.
A lot of people are jumping all over Carson about wanting out of here. Let's not forget that the guy we're going to ride coattails with right now, he didn't do it right away, but he rolled out of Dodge once he realized he wasn't going to be the starter down in Alabama too and went to Oklahoma. So this is kind of a quarterback thing. Like, these guys are competitive, man. They want to be the starter. They want to play. And if he thought maybe he was just going with the hot hand to it in the national championship, but when he came back the next year and realized he wasn't the guy, he rolled. And
well,
he went to
Mike,
the Big 12.
And Mike, you know why? And like, I hear what you're saying, but I think he also saw the writing on the wall. He wasn't going to play. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to go somewhere and play because he wanted to be drafted. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to be a backup for a year. It would have killed him in the draft.
Yeah, I don't fault Jalen Hurts for doing that. And I think Ja'Marr Chase is going to be a fantastic receiver in the NFL. He's probably the best receiver in this draft. I also like Jalen Waddle. Is probably the second best wide receiver in this draft. I can see where people like Kyle Pitts and what he could be as a tight end slash wide receiver, whatever you want to make him. What I'm saying right now, for me, for this Eagles team, a receiver doesn't do a whole lot for me. It just doesn't. Like, we got receivers there. And oh, by the way, I'm not telling you that receivers aren't important, but a wide receiver isn't the reason the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl.
Right.
And when's the last time a wide receiver was the reason any team won the Super Bowl?
I top of my head, I can't
answer
it.
It's hard. It's not saying that they aren't needed, but they are the one. That's the position you go after when all your other positions are filled.
Which is clearly not the Eagles.
When you're this high in the draft.
Other side, are there going to be fans in the stands on opening day for the Phillies? We'll have an update on that on the other side. Will you be able to go to opening day? We'll tell you next. Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.